This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai. Welcome everyone to our Shir on Biur Tefillah, sponsored by Rabbi Tzala Rose of Los Angeles, L'il Nishmas his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Shama Shavin Aliyah, Shemel Tzel Shefer's home Mishpacha. So, I want to mention, Shirim are available on TorahAnytime.com, on Shas Illuminated, on podcasts, on all venues. The easiest way to find everything is on our new website, RabbiDG.com. And please check out a number of new venues for the upcoming week. Bez Hashem, Sunday morning, there's going to be a Shir in Muncie. There's going to be a special Shir for ladies on Tuesday. On Wednesday, besides the regular Wednesday Shirim, there's going to be a Shir for Yeshiva Toras Chaim in Miami. And I believe other interesting things happening as well. So, welcome everyone. Today's Shir is an amazing subject. We continue on in Psukei Dezimra, which we learned last week, that Mishnah Berurah says one should say Psukei Dezimra slowly, as if they're counting money. And we're now up to the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, which the Mechaber says, Oimrim Baruch Sha'amar Koidem Psukei Dezimra V'yishtabach L'achrayim. Before Psukei Dezimra, you say Baruch Sha'amar, and then you say Yishtabach afterwards. Now, Baruch Sha'amar is a very mysterious tefillah. And the reason it's so mysterious is because we don't know where it comes from. So what do you mean we don't know where it comes from? It comes from the Siddur. That type of thinking, it ain't going to get you anywhere. There's a lot of stuff in the Siddur. By the way, if you notice, the Siddurim that were published last year have like 30 more pages than the Siddurim published 50 years ago. Where did all this stuff come from? The answer is it's all the stuff that people like to say or want to say. So what you find in your Siddur is not the barometer as to the correctness of what is included. The Siddur is the most popular Sefer in Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Shlach HaKadosh, very smartly, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to publish a Sefer on the Siddur because he knew that the Siddur has the widest circulation. Now, Baruch Sha'amar is really a fascinating subject. And the tefillah Baruch Sha'amar, it's very hard to know where it came from. The Magen Avraham says, Kasav de Kavanois. It says in the Kavanos of the Arizal, De Mutter La'anois Amen Achar Baruch Sha'amar, that after Baruch Sha'amar, you could answer Amen. Meaning it's not a hefsek. Even though you're in the middle of a bracha, you're between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, nevertheless, you're allowed to answer Amen. Why? Oh, says the Magen Avraham, Nirali, it would seem to me that afilu be'emtza bracha mutter la'anos amen. My opinion is you could even answer amen in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar itself. You know why? Kivan shaloi huskara be'gemara. Because Baruch Sha'amar is not found in Shas. There is no mention of Baruch Sha'amar in Shas. And therefore, age-old status is not there. It does not have the same halachic status as a regular bracha because we don't find it in Shas, and therefore you can even answer Amen in the middle of it. Comes the Prichadash, Rev Chizkiyahu di Silva, who's buried at the foot of Har HaZesim, quite close to the Arachayim HaKadosh, and the Chida writes about the Prichadash, very interesting tidbit, that the Prichadash was offered the most prestigious Rabbanus of the time, namely to be the Rav in Amsterdam. However, they told him, listen, Prichadash, we're going to pay you a big salary. Just one thing over here. Only thing you need to agree to is, we do our thing and you do your thing. You can't tell us what to do. But you'll have the job, you'll sit up front, and you know, you'll look good up there. And the Prichadash says, if I cannot be Meichiach the Tzibur, then what's the tachlis of the position? And the Prichadash gave it up. Says the Chida, it is to the eternal credit of the Prichadash that he did not take a job in where he would be limited in his ability to be Meichiach. Anyway, the Prichadash says like this. Oymrim Baruch Shah Amar Tmi Hani. I wonder. May Achar She Nistam Venechtam HaTalmud. After Shas was sealed and closed, Eich Yachlu HaGa'oinim L'Sakin Brachos V'Chudashos. How do the Ga'oinim have a right to make new brachos? Meaning the Prichadosh is of the opinion that who enacted Baruch Shah Amar, the Ga'oinim, and he says, what right do they have to do so? They have no right to do so. We know there's a concept in Halacha of Chasimas HaShas, and once the Shas was sealed, Ein L'Hoysef, Ein L'Groya. So how could the Ga'oinim, says the Prichadosh, add the bracha of Baruch Shah Amar, but Shas is sealed, and it's the shop is closed. Umei Atema Ala Rosh, it's a wonder on the Rosh, She Toma Gabe Berchus Pidyon HaBen Uvekan Hoida Lohem Nami. I understand, the Rosh is Matmiya, where the bracha of Pidyon HaBen came from. That's not mentioned in Shas, but when it comes to Baruch Shah Amar, the Rosh seems to concede that it's authoritative. Why is it an authoritative bracha? It's not authoritative. That is the question of the Pri Chadash. That Baruch Shah Amar has no basis in Shas, and he doesn't know who is entitled to enact it. Let's look in the Rif. The Rif says, V'garsinam per kol kisei ha-kodesh amar Rabbi Yosi, yehei chelki im goymrei halel b'chol yayim. My share should be with those that complete Hallel every day. Eini, but that's not so. Anyone who says Hallel daily is considered a blasphemer. So it's a question. Did Rav Yossi want to be among those who complete Hallel daily? Or do we follow that which it says? That someone who says Hallel when an open miracle did not transpire is blaspheming. Says the Gemara, Ki ka aminam v'psukei d'zimra aminan. When I said that I want to be among those who finish Hallel every day, what I meant was psukei d'zimra. Now I want to share with you something very interesting. Saying psukei d'zimra is like completing Tehillim every day. How's that? Because you're saying the last five prakim of Tehillim. Right? You're saying parak kuf mem vav, kuf mem zayin, kuf mem ches, kuf mem tes, and kuf nun. And then you say, Baruch Hashem li'olam, Amen ve'amen. Baruch Hashem b'tzion, Shalom Shalom, Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem k'vayda li'olam, v'malich v'adas kol ha'aretz, Amen ve'amen. Those three psukim are the final psukim of some of the books of Tehillim. By saying the Hallelukas and saying, Baruch Hashem li'olam, Amen ve'amen, you are deemed completing Hallel, Tehillim every day. Now what is psukei d'zimra? Mitehillo l'david, ad kol ha'nesham t'halakah. V'takinu rabbanon lememar, the rabbis enacted to say bracha mikamayu ubracha mibasrayu, a blessing before and a blessing after. Umayni, what is the blessing that the rabbis enacted? Now the Rif doesn't say who the rabbis are. Who are these rabbis? The Vada Rabbanon of Queens, the Vada Rabbanon of the Five Towns, the Chief Rabbinate of Belgium. Who are the rabbis that enacted the bracha? The Rif doesn't say. What are they? Baruch Shah Amar V'Yishtabach. Hilkach Miboy Leila Inish. Therefore, a person is required. Doi La'ashtuye Michimaschel V'Baruch Shah Amar Ad Messiah M'Shmonesi. Therefore, a person must be careful not to speak from the time they start Baruch Shah Amar until Yishtabach, until the end of Shmonesi. So the Rif says the rabbis enacted Baruch Shah Amar. The Rif does not tell us who the rabbis are. Comes the Rambam. Now, the Rif was very early. The Rif was from the earliest of the Rishonim. The Rambam says, V'shibchu chachomim l'mishakari z'mirois m'sefetem b'chol yom b'yom. The rabbis praise anyone who says prayers from Tehillim every day, from Tehillah l'David until the end of the Sefer. U'kvar no'agu l'kvar z'psukim l'tayim l'achrayim. The minhag is to say psukim before and after. V'tikinu bracha lefnei azmirois, they enacted a blessing before, v'hu baruch sha'amar, bracha l'achrem, v'hu yishtabach, and then birchas kreshma. Again, we don't know exactly who made these blessings. Look in the chida. The chida and the machzik bracha, umiyu lebirchas baruch sha'amar, regarding baruch sha'amar, kfar kosavti bebirke yosef, tehi mizman, hatanoim. Wow. says the Holy Chida, not like the Pri Chadash that Baruch Shammai was in the times of the Ga'inim. Rabbi, so you know who the Ga'inim are? The Ga'inim are the period of sages that lived after the closing of the Talmud. After the closing of the Talmud, you have Rabbanan Savaroi, followed by the Ga'inim. The opinion of the Chida is that Baruch Shammai was not composed by the Ga'inim. It was composed even before the Rabbanan Savaroi. It was composed even before the Amoraim. It was already composed by the Tanoim. Now, the Tanoim were very close to the times of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And this is brought in the Zayar, and in the Heichalos, and in the Yushalmi, listen carefully, the Yushalmi says, if you talk between Yishtabach and Yoitzer, you can't fight in the Israeli army. Now, Yishtabach is after Pesukah D'Zimra. Well, if the Yushalmi mentions the blessing after, you don't think there's a blessing before. There's certainly a bracha before. V'yibar shamar. I mean, there's got to be a bracha before. We know there's a rule. Whenever there's a bracha after, there's a bracha before. V'kasavti sham darav prichadosh chazar boy. Aye, the prichadosh wondered, how could Ga'inim establish a bracha? How could Ga'inim establish a bracha after the chasimas ha-talmud? Oh, says the Chida, I know that the prichadosh retracted. Now I want to share something with you. We already had a bracha that the Ga'inim were masakin. And that's the bracha of Hanoisin Layoiv Koyach. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that there's a blessing that was enacted by Ga'inim. That is certainly possible. But here what we're learning is that in the opinion of the Chida, this was not from the Ga'inim, but rather this was actually from the Tanoim. Now the language of our Yushalmi is anyone who talks between Yishtabach and Yoitzer has to return from the army. However, the Avudraham has a different gersa of the Yushalmi. The Avudraham says, V'oimer b'medrash, mi'ho'ish ha'yorei v'rach ha'levav. Who is frightened? Hamedaber, zeh hamedaber mi'bar sha'amar ha'tsoif ha'tfila. You know who's someone who should be frightened, who cannot fight in a Jewish army? Here it doesn't say someone who talks after Yishtabach, but it explicitly makes mention of Baruch Sha'amar. Namely, it says anyone who speaks from Baruch Sha'amar until the end of davening has to return. And then the Avudraham quotes the Yushalmi, that yes, Yushalmi says Yishtabach and Yoitzer, but this Medrash quoted by the Avudraham explicitly does say Baruch Sha'amar. In fact, if you look at one of the Rishonim, the Sefer HaEshkoil, he says, "Psukim elu layu zazim mipicha." You should always be familiar with the above mentioned psukim. Upoischin bebar sha'amar. You begin with bar sha'amar shehu brachas ha'halel. That's the bracha of the halel psukah de zimra. The psukah de zimra matil david al koner shama nikra halel. Kedamer Rabbi Yosi chalkim garmi halel. The same way they made a bracha before and after Hallel, they made a bracha before and after Pesukei D'Zimra. Now I'll share with you something amazing. If someone is in the middle of Pesukei D'Zimra and the Tzibur is up to Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, then you don't make a bracha on Hallel. Because the bracha of Hallel is only a minhag. And it's questionable whether it should be made. So if you're in the middle of Pesukei D'Zimra and the Tzibur is up to Hallel, you rely on Baruch Sha'amar as the bracha before your Hallel, and you rely on Yishtabach as the bracha after your Hallel. Now by the way, interestingly, the Sefer Eshkol ends off that Baruch Sha'amar has in it 10 times Baruch, Keneged the Asara Ma'amoroi Shenivra Ha'ilam. Let us progress. In Eliyahu Zuta, it's brought, V'chein hoya hadavar ma'kodesh baruch hu v'yisrael. Shenamar leich reid ki shiches amcha uksiv ad shehamelech b'mesibay. While the king was at his party, we gave off an odor. Look at the lashon of this ancient medrash. Baruch she'amar v'haya ha'olam baruch hu. Blessed is he who spoke, and the world came to being. Blessed is he. Baruch oisa ma'aseh bereishis. Blessed is he who makes the works of creation. Baruch oimer v'oisa. Blessed is the one who speaks and does. Baruch goyzer makayim. Blessed is the one who decrees and fulfills. Baruch shezachar es harishoinois vehever es achroinois. Blessed is he who remembers the early generations and forgets later happenings. Shahaya loy loymar. The pasuk should have said, nirdi nasan sirchain. It should have criticized us much, much more acutely that we gave off a foul smell instead of loimar nasan rechai, instead of just gave off a fragrance. But here we have in an ancient medrash a very, very similar language to our tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar. Now the Torah says, Baruch Sha'amar tzach loimrei benigon. When you say Baruch Sha'amar, you need to say it with a tune. Uvene'ima, and with a sweet melody. Now we know on Shabbos in Psukah de Zimra, many people get up to daven Psukah de Zimra for the Amud, but they don't know that Psukah de Zimra has a nusach like the rest of Tefillah of Shabbos. Baruch Shamahar v'haya ha'olam baruch hu. Baruch ha'yseh v'reishis, baruch ha'yseh v'yseh, baruch ha'yseh v'kayim, baruch ha'yseh v'yseh. Melech mehulah batish bachais. So, if you say, I don't know that tune, no problem. I'm sure there's someone in the shul who knows it. You can let them daven. But you should learn the tune. There is a nusach for Psukah de Zimra of Shabbos. But the Torah is not only talking about Shabbos. There's a nigun for Psukah de Zimra during the weekday as well. Melech mehulah batish. Melech Mehulah Abba Tishba Chais. It has some tune to it. It has some nigun to it. It has some melody. Anyway, especially Baruch Sha'amar. And the Torah says, V'kasav B'sefer Heichalois. It's written in the book of Heichalois. Now, what is the book of Heichalois? Let me see if you could see my screen. Are you able to see my screen? Let's see if they have Sefer Heichalos. If you could take a look. Heichalos. You have Sefer Heichalos with the Parish of the Gra.
We don't see that. We only see the document, the PDF document that you had shared.
Oh, okay. The Sefer Heichalos is an ancient Kabbalistic work. Let's see if there's any information on this edition. The Sefer Heichalos is from none other than the Tana Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol was not a Rabbanon Savaroi, he was not a Goyin, he was not an Amora, he was a Tana. Now, let me try something here. Are you able to see? What do you have now? What do you see on your screen?
Very small document to scan.
Okay, let me try something here. Let me try. Do you see the Marma Kaimais? No, huh? Okay. Now you just see me. Now let's try one more thing. Okay, we're going to try one more thing. Sorry, quickly. Now, do you see that?
No, I'm a couple now.
Okay, good. Here we go. Okay, now, so the Torah says that this Sefer comes from, this Tefillah comes from Sefer Hecholos. Now, Sefer Hecholos is from the Tana Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. And not only that, it has 87 words. And the remez, Roishoy, the beginning of Sukkah the Zimra, Kesem Paz, a ornament of Paz, of ruby, but Paz is 87 words. V'chein hu nusach Ashkenazim. This is the nusach of the Ashkenazim. So, we've basically been able to establish that there are very early sources to Baal Shamar, not like the Pri Chadash says that it was from the Ga'onim, but instead it is sourced in the Sefer Hecholos. In fact, the Chida brings in the Tzipor and Shamir. Shevach Baal Shamar Ram V'nisa is very lofty. V'gavoya ma'od v'tzach la'omrei benusach shal peizai in tevois. You need to say it in a text with a text of 87 words. V'lo yishtane b'shum zman. Never change it. Baal Tosef, you're not going to add, or Baal Tigra, don't take away. V'makal yoymru nusach achar. And if you're in a tzibur that has a different nusach, hu yoymer betzina, you quietly say the correct version of ayin zayin tevos, ki yesh bo soidois amukim, it has very deep secrets. So we're going to be spending this year, and definitely the next year, on the origins of Baal Shamar, because we still don't know who wrote it, we just seem to know around when it was written. Let's see the tshuva of Shaus HaTshuvas Mishkanos Yaakov. Tshuva, hine apri chadosh tama, b'mash omer b'rosh omer da maimer, me'achar shenechta minista ma talmud, how could the Ga'onim be masakin it? And the Mishkanos Yaakov says, I wonder on the pri chadosh, that when he read the Rif, that the Rif says the Rabbanan were Masakin Bracha before, the Pri Chadash understood the Rif to mean Takanas Haga'oinim. Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, it's obvious, that's not true. When it says V'Rabbanan, V'Rabbanan doesn't mean the Ga'oinim. V'Rabbanan means the Tanoim. The Efshir V'Karav Takanas Anshik Nazgah could be, it was even close to the Tanas Anshik Nazgah. Why? Because the Pri Chadash himself brings from the Yerushalmi that if you talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer, you got to leave the war front. So that means clearly there's a Yerushalmi that there's a bracha after. And the Zayar says in Parshas Truma, the Anshin Chazom of Sakein, Sidure de Tushbachtan de David. The Zayar says that the Anshin Chazom were Masakein, Psuke de Zimra. And in Vayakel, the Zohar says, in the Slavata version, Tikuna tinyana b'tikuna dekiyuma b'hai alma b'oivda d'vereishis l'bracha l'kutshabricha kol ayvada b'alil kaima kiyuma d'ha alma v'al derech baro b'baruch sh'amar baruch al kula. It seems from the Zohar that Baruch Shamar was established by Anshei Knesset HaGdoila to hold up the world. V'chein mevuar bedivrei Sefer Hecholos. The Sefer Hecholos also is mevuar this. That Anshei Knesset HaGdoila misakin it. Al pi piska, based on a document. So sort of I left out the most interesting part so far of who exactly enacted Baal Shamar, but one thing is, it's from the Sefer Hecholos. V'heich nelam kol zamein ha'pri chadosh ad she'yosav she'takanas ha'goinim heima. How could the pri chadosh have made that mistake to actually think that it was from the goinim? Even though Rabbi Yossi says, I want my chelek to be from those who complete halal every day, which implies not everybody said it. Right, Rabbi Yossi says, I want to be among those who say halal every day. That implies not everybody said it. So I would say, yeah, because the more things change, the more they say the same. The reason not everybody said it is people used to come late then, the same way people come late today. Haloi kumoi kein. Ein makoim loimar yehichal gumi gomer shalosh sudois. Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, the fact that Rabbi Yossi says, I wish to complete Pesukei Zimra every day, does not mean that it wasn't enacted then, because he also says, I wish to eat Shalashudas every Shabbos. And that Shalashudas is a Chiyuv. How do we know it's a Chiyuv? Because many people say, I'm not hungry for Shalashudas, or I'll just eat Mezoinos. That's how we know that it's a Chiyuv. Otherwise the Yetzirah would not be so convincing of getting people not to be Yotzi Shalashudas. It's amazing how people eat all day long, 7 days a week, except for Shalashudas time. All of a sudden, people are not hungry anymore. You ever hear that? You ever offer somebody food? Oh, I'm not hungry. No, it never happens, except for Shalashudas. All of a sudden, there's this mysterious fullness that kicks in Shalashudas time. Oh, I don't want to wash. Why don't they want to wash? Because the Yetzirah says, the Gemara says, anyone who eats Shalashudas will be saved from Gehenna. So Yetzirah doesn't want anybody to be saved from Gehenna. So he makes you full. By the way, I guarantee you, it's the easiest thing you'll ever do to be saved from that hot place. But anyway, says the Mishkanes Yaakov, Rak lefi she'en ha'kol zehirim bahen. The reason why Rabbi Yossi says he wants to finish Pesukei Zimra every day is not everyone is careful to, and the schar is very great. So therefore, he said, I would like to be able to finish it daily. And in the Zohar HaKadosh, in many places, we find the great tikkun of Pesukei de Zimra, and it is a fundamental aspect of tefillah. Says the Mishkanos Yaakov, Lanias Daiti, from the Rambam, it's also mashma that Bar Sha'amar is Me'ikari HaTefillah. Because the Rambam says when they were Mesakein Tefillahs, they were Mesakein a Bracha after, every day. Even also these brachas, Bar Sha'amar V'Yishtavach. And the Rambam says they were Mesakein it before Zmirois and after. The Rambam is Mashmah, this is all from the Takanois of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Because the Rambam says, when the rabbis were Mesakein the Tefillahs, they were Mesakein the Bracha after and the Bracha before. This seems like this is all part of the Takanos of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Furthermore, when the Rambam writes the Cheshbon of Mea Brachas every day, he considers 18 Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. And then he says, and nowadays they made Brachas Haminim. So, we have 5 extra brachas. Now, think about it. The cheshvan of 100 brachas is from the Tanoim, HaRishonim, before they made V'lam Oshinim, before they made HaToiv HaMeitiv. So the Rambam, before, even though he doesn't count V'lam Oshinim, and he doesn't count HaToiv HaMeitiv, he still counts Baruch Shamar. So what do we see from the Rambam? That Baruch Shamar preceded V'lam Hashinim and preceded HaTov HaMeitiv. V'afiloch yechnez v'cheshem b'chaz Baruch Shamar v'yishtavach. K'mash shekoz v'akoch ha'shem ta'akonaz anjik nezuk doyla. V'zu raya midivya Rambam zal. That's an amazing raya. Look in the Rambam's cheshvan of 105 brachas. It doesn't count V'lam Hashinim. It doesn't count HaTov HaMeitiv. And it does count Baruch Shamar. U'v'emez koshav e'ne l'chom ha'shem pasak ha'mechaber v'shuchan arach. It is a pella to me that the Mechaber says if you enter shul and the tzibur began to say yoitzer and you don't have time to say Pesukei de Zimra, even by skipping, that first you daven with the tzibur and then you say Pesukei de Zimra without Baruch Sha'amar Nishtabach. You hear what the Mechaber paskins? Now we don't do that. But the Mechaber paskins, if you come late to shul, start with the Berachos Kriyas Shema and afterwards say Pesukei de Zimra without Baruch Sha'amar Nishtabach. V'kashaminaleha, how do we know this? Rabbeinu Yoino doesn't say this. Rabbeinu Yoino holds you're allowed to say Pesukei Zimra after davening, even with its brachos. And even according to him, he writes that even though it's a mitzvah to say it before Shemoneh Esrei, but we'll have to delay it in the face of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, the Mishkanos Yaakov takes issue with the inability to say Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach after the davening. But in his opinion, it is clear from the Rambam, and it is clear from other poskim, that, in fact, Bar Sha'amar is not from the Goinim, is not from the Amoraim. It appears in the Sefer HaCholos on the Tanoim, and according to the Rambam, it even preceded the Lamashinim and HaToiv HaMitiv. Now, who exactly composed it? We're going to see an incredible thing, Bezos Hashem, next week. And on that note, I'm going to wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and see you next time. Okay, thanks everybody. Kol tov. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.